376. The choir sings verses 1 and 2, the congregation verses 3 through 5. We stand and face the cross. Please stand.
The Lord sends forth from Zion your might.
Savior comes, you may be seated.
God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. You will surely not die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God said to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I shall put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 379, "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Joy for and joy of death, oh.
spoke to Ahaz, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 368, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you.
Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. And the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burn, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Choir, a son is given.
Thank you.
scripture lesson, a baby in a manger. A reading from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census would be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee in Judea, unto Bethlehem, the city of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was pledged to be married to him, and who was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 364, Away in a Manger. maybe the shepherds. A reading from Luke chapter 2. So it was that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now into Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." So they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe, who was lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it was told unto them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Choir exaltation.
Thank you.
Son of God. A reading from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him, and He in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 387, Joy to the World.
Incarnation means the Son of God in eternity was conceived in the womb of Mary in time. He who is the Son of Mary is the Son of God in eternity. The mystery of the Incarnation is what we rejoice in during the 12 days of Christmas. In Luke 2, we see that this babe of Bethlehem was foretold by all the Old Testament prophecies from Genesis through Malachi. Some of which you heard today, that he would be born in Judea, that he would be of the line of David, that he would be born in the city of Bethlehem, that Mary would be pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit as a virgin, give birth to a son. She would bring forth her firstborn son and wrap him in swaddling cloths and lay him in a manger. The angels glorify him. The shepherds proclaim his praises in great joy. He's called the Savior, Christ the Lord. The glory of God in the highest proclaims we have peace with God through Christ Jesus because his goodwill has come to us. We are at peace with God through Christ. We have peace in ourselves, and we are at peace with one another. Praise God today for what you hear, what you seek. As you listen and behold this child, this baby in a manger, Savior and Lord, true God and true man. And he is God's Son, the propitiation for our sin. God the Father, in his love, sent Christ into the world to be crucified in our place. Our sins were placed upon him, and in holy baptism, his righteousness is placed upon us. God having sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins means his blood shed upon the mercy seat of the cross is the atoning sacrifice for our sin. The Lamb of God has come. His blood is sprinkled upon the wood of the cross. And by his stripes we are healed, declared righteous and holy and without blemish, because Christ is the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sin. And because we have been given the Holy Spirit, we have faith to believe in Christ, whom we don't see with our eyes yet, but he will come in glory, and we will see him on the clouds with all of the holy angels when he returns in glory. The Holy Spirit grants you faith and love and joy. Nothing ever works out perfectly for Christmas. Someone doesn't show up, the presents don't come, someone gets sick, things always happen. But that doesn't take away our joy, because our joy is found in Christ. As we sing, crown him the virgin son, the God incarnate born, whose arms those crimson trophies won, which now his brow adore. Fruit of the mystic rose, yet of that rose the stem, the root whence mercy ever flows, the babe of Bethlehem. Rejoice, Jesus is true God and true man. He shares our flesh and blood, but he is the Holy One, sent from God the Father. Upon this, we will behold, we will meditate, we will ponder like Mary, we will consider, we will believe, we will trust, we will rejoice, we will love one another as God in Christ has loved us. Praise be to God for this mystery. In Christ, God in man has been manifest. All praise to Christ Jesus alone. Amen. Please take your hymnal and turn to the inside back cover. We speak together the Apostles' Creed. Please stand.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God.
Gather the offerings, pass the ritual friendship pan at the end of the pew down to the folks sitting next to you, and tear the sheet off, put it in the narthex, in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We gather the offerings, you may be seated. prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
As we sing hymn 370, What Child Is This?, we light the candles and they remain lit for the remainder of the service. Hymn 370, you may be seated. Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
We sing Silent Night.